whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's hour number 4 of the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. LA Live is 40 minutes away. The Expressway in 20. Here's the chief with an addition to the finest, Eric.
All right. Well, we have Jalen Hurts at practice. Looks like he's progressing nicely through the protocol and should be in store for a wild card start at home versus the Packers. So that's good news, of course, for the Eagles. And plenty of pressure there. You never know what could happen, man. If they ask the bed in round one, you think they're comfortable sticking around with their guy?
No.
I don't think so.
I think they'll be firing.
Sirianni could be chucking up the deuces real quick. Big news for now. Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Bears, said they're going to get super exhaustive with this particular head coaching search.
This is the last one he'll ever do.
Yeah. You're probably right about that.
That's why it's exhaustive.
Unless he just totally nails
it. When you're the Dallas Cowboys, it's a Johnny Walker Blue and a tomahawk chop, and away we go.
Because we'll get another crack at this in 5 years.
Yeah. Bingo.
6 years, 7 years, 8 years.
Bingo.
30 years.
Just a different last name, different person, same last name.
Well, here's a new name getting thrown into the mix. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell expected to interview for the Bears' job. Jets are expected to show interest as well.
He was a hot candidate several years ago. Was he in a Big 12 championship game two years ago?
They were in the Big 12 title game, and then they just made it again this year, of course, lost. They had a down year a year ago, and then he bounced back.
He was sniffing it when Brock Purdy was quarterbacking for him.
Sure was. That was the year they made it.
Yeah, people were talking about him as
Alan Lazard. One of the guys that went through there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see. I hadn't heard his name getting thrown around at all. The only college name I'd really seen was Sark to this point.
Yeah, I don't think Chris Del Conte is going to let him. Texas just saw some video. They are in the DFW right now. The buses are pulling up to their team hotel.
Beautiful.
Nice.
I love it. Now, Zay Flowers, though, on the opposite side here, as Jalen Hurts is progressing towards playing on Sunday, don't expect to see Zay Flowers for the Ravens, as they're a pretty heavy favorite. I think they're like a 9 or 10 point favorite over the Steelers.
Have been awful.
Yeah. They've really started.
Four straight games they've lost now?
I think you're right. I think it is four.
They're trending bad.
That's tough for the Ravens, though.
They don't score.
Bateman and Aguilar after that? It's pretty rough.
You're going to need likely an Andrews to step up in a big way. And Andrews, the latter half of the year, has been a monster, scoring touchdowns
Jackson
and whatnot.
Jackson running.
Yeah. Jackson running, of course. Derrick Henry. They'll be fine beating the Steelers. But the closer and closer you get to Buffalo and Kansas City, you're going to need all hands on deck there. So, very likely Zay Flowers for the Ravens coming up this weekend. Now, you also have, I did want to say congratulations because Ja'Marr Chase of the Bengals is getting a ton of love, and rightfully so, for what he's been able to do being the Triple Crown winner
at the
receiver position. But he's not the only member of his team that is a Triple Crown winner.
No, he's not.
We have offensive lineman Alex Kappa step on up to the plate here.
Right guard.
Potentially one of the worst seasons in NFL history.
Yeah, pressures and sacks.
First in pressures allowed, and first in hurries allowed.
There you go.
That's not one, but two Triple Crown winners for the Bengals.
We talked about him as an attack guy.
You were calling him Alex Crappa all week. I thought it was offensive, but you were right. I mean, you nailed it.
Poo-poo platter, he nicknamed
it. Yeah, we found out poo-poo platter, not poop. Yeah. But Alex Crappa, that fits.
Did you guys see the story about Jerod Mayo and the fallout? You know, the guy loses his job, and then, of course, they start just throwing everything out there on what went wrong, how it went wrong. And apparently, really what it comes down to, he was in a little bit over his skis. You go from Belichick, who's like super lay down the law guy, my way or the highway, and he obviously wanted to come in there and put a different spin on things, and he was kind of like too much of player's coach guy.
Yeah.
And it was tough to have any sort of accountability and discipline because he just swung the pendulum too far the other way. And there were a couple examples, like they lose a game at one point in the season, and on the flight home, he goes back into the players area and starts playing poker with them or whatever. So instead of doing the thing where you just sit in your chair and stew, or I guess watch the film and try and correct things, he went back and took a load off and started playing cards with his guys.
Which sounds fun, but
right, exactly. I
mean, you have on-air Wi-Fi. You can jump into an online poker room if you want to.
See, there you go.
Coaches
he needed Dawson on his side.
Yeah, yep. Coaches will go to the back and they check on their guys, but they generally return back to their seats. They don't sit back there and play poker.
Yeah, you got
to
give them the eye, maybe yell at them, maybe coach them up a little bit. But you can't go hanging out with them like you're one of them. You know, you gotta maintain that line. But yeah. I heard as well that like he didn't make many allies in the media, and when you do that, boy, they can paint a picture on you, can't they?
They can.
And if ownership is listening or anybody in the front office is listening, it can really work against you. I don't know if I would ever fire a guy after just 1 year. I mean, it just looks so dysfunctional. But maybe they want Vrabel that bad that they're willing to do it, or you know, maybe this got that horrible. But I thought they were heading in the right direction at times throughout the year.
Yeah, I mean, it just got away from him, and he had nothing to work with. I mean, there's got to be some honesty about the roster that they have being, like, they were worried about putting Drake May behind that offensive line because they're going to get the guy killed. He's throwing to no one. He's got no one protecting him. Like, just a disaster class of roster building to think that you could scale back what was already a bad roster and go from Belichick to Mayo and expect any improvement is pretty laughable.
And, I mean, come on, if you take away their 2 6-game losing streaks, they were actually 4-1.
Yeah, and a lot of those games, if you take away the scoreboard, man.
Yeah, take the scoreboard.
They'd have been right there.
Yeah. Don't look at the standings, you know?
Yeah. Well, and the other example of him just, again, player friendly, you have Ramondre Stevenson being a guy who's fumbling the ball all over the place, and he's like, okay, I'm benching him. And then you get to the start of the game, and there's Ramondre Stevenson in the starting lineup still.
Yeah.
You know, so it was really kind of just screwed from the jump. And we'll see where he lands now, because I'm sure as maybe a defensive coordinator option or at the very least a linebackers coach, he'll be out there. I saw, you know, the other one that I saw, what's worse, him going out back and playing at the back of the plane, a little poker after taking an L, or is it the now former general manager of the Titans apparently appreciating a good post-game L-taking Sunday nap on the flight home? Because that's apparently what took place for now former Titans general manager Rand Carthon, who reportedly napped on the team plane after games. And apparently, I guess that was also a bad look. I can't play poker with my guys. Mm. I can't take a Sunday nap. You're telling me like a 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. My team just got smoked because Will Levis, we decided to draft Will Levis.
So he's on the plane sleeping?
He's on the plane. His team just lost. He's the general manager. I guess he should be scouring the waiver wire for talent that could come in and unseat Will Levis.
Watching the game tape.
Shouldn't be hard to find. Yeah.
Come on, dude.
But instead, he just, you know, he threw the old pillow around his neck and him some Z's.
I don't know. Could he be like me and Dawson who hate to fly and he takes medication and it knocks him out?
I think that's fair. I don't think there's an issue with this, sleeping, taking a nap. And then he's well refreshed for when they land and he can get right back to work.
Yeah, it would definitely come up with a bigger reason to tell the team insider or reporter than he took naps on the team plane home. Yeah. That seems weird.
Yeah. I think their new owner is a big problem.
Yeah, I don't even know who their new owner is.
Just say you don't like the guy.
Lady.
Yeah. She took over, right? Bud Adams' daughter?
Yeah, Bud Adams' daughter took over as the ownership.
It's been a problem.
Lady owner.
I mean, when she fired Mike Vrabel, didn't she refuse to do any media except for the team website? Mm. She got interviewed by like one person from the team website that she approved
Nick
of.
Eatman?
And yeah, pretty much. And that's all she... I mean, this thing's been an absolute... bleep show.
Getting a new stadium built, though, aren't we?
They are getting a new stadium built.
They're going to have
that's exciting.
Like the biggest outdoor bar or something like that in America or whatever.
There you go.
It's supposed to be pretty
Nashville,
yes.
Pretty impressive.
How many toilets, though?
I mean, imagine the type of hang time Morgan Wallen can get on the chairs that he's going to throw off that thing. but speaking of Vrabel, I think that's part of the reason the Jerod Mayo stuff, the disciplinary issues, they're probably going to want to swing back too. That's why I think it's a no-brainer. As much as Ben Johnson makes plenty of sense, he's got the Tar Heel connection with Drake May. He's obviously an offensive wizard. I think that they're going to not want to do the rookie head coach thing again. Do we know what type of culture builder, yada, 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 that Ben Johnson is? You know Vrabel's coming in there swinging a big stick.
Yes.
I think that's
the
lock.
He's in the team Hall of Fame. He was gushing over what it means to be a Patriot and how great the organization is. I mean, he just concluded his interview with the Bears. But I would assume if Vrabel has his pick of the jobs, he's going to go back home to New England.
Yeah, that's the I'm putting in the call. Vrabel for sure to the Patriots. Ben Johnson's going to the Jags.
I like that.
Bears there you go. I like what you're doing.
The Bears get Carroll.
And don't forget about Mike Vrabel as well. You know Robert Kraft wants a winner. He's used to winning championships.
Vrabel's a winner.
Never satisfied.
He took the blame for Mayo, though.
Yeah, he owned it.
He stood up there. He said it was on me.
He probably did feel very bad about that.
Yeah, he did. He took that one.
But he knows Vrabel will do whatever it takes to win another championship. Mike?
Would you cut your dick off for a Super Bowl?
Oh. Been married 20 years? Yeah, probably.
You've got three.
As a player.
Only as a player.
As a player.
He needs one as a coach.
Yep, needs one
Mike
as a coach.
Mike Vrabel is willing to literally put it all on the line in order to get a championship.
And he was so close. They had such a lead against the Chiefs in Kansas City in the AFC title game, and then I think they were up 14-0 and blew it.
Yeah.
His man piece was safe.
Yeah,
I thought
was.
When that reporter said, you've got three, he meant the pieces there for a second.
Well, he might. Would we be surprised?
Like, wow. I mean, come to think of it, maybe if I didn't have three, could part with one for a Super Bowl. I'm calling Cap, aren't you, Brian?
He's got
Cap.
Three nipples,
you don't think he's really willing to put it all on the line for another championship? You don't think Vrabel's?
No, 100%.
Not that.
You don't think he's got the Vrabels to do that?
I think he'll take a finger off.
I think so, too.
Finger, but not that.
You lose a finger, which one are you choosing?
Pinky.
Yeah, I don't know. I might be
you
looking
want
at the ring
ends.
Finger.
Yeah, you want your bookend fingers there. I don't think you're touching the thumb or the pinky. Obviously not the middle bird.
I think you can go without the ring finger.
I think you could, too.
Middle finger's, you know, your best length and a lot of power in there. Index finger, pretty important.
So we're going to go, yeah, take away the
But I wouldn't take any of those because then I would know the championship wasn't earned. I want to go out here and whoop everybody's ass and know we just whooped them. I don't want to be sitting there going and be like, yeah, got the Super Bowl, guys.
But here was my secret sauce.
You can do everything that you
All
need
you have to do,
get,
guys.
Make Jason a deal with Pierre the devil. Paul on the phone, please.
Hey, JPP, which finger do you think's the best to not have?
Is this shaping up good, though, for the Ravens? I know they're going to be without Zay Flowers, but when you look at the history of their Super Bowl championships, it starts in 2001.
They beat the Steelers.
Trent Dilfer.
Yes.
28 years old.
Hell yeah. Oh.
We go to 2013, Joe Flacco, 12 years later, 28 years old.
Tells me they need a white average quarterback to win these things.
Lamar Jackson, 28 years old.
Okay, can I do you one better? 2000, 2012, 2024. Every 12 years, they win the Super Bowl.
Okay. The stars. The stars.
This is lining up. We got the age of the quarterback. We got the 12-year difference. Maybe the Ravens. We should all jump on.
They're not accounting for the Mahomes factor, though.
Yeah, that's
the problem.
That's tough.
That's where things get a little dicey for you if you're the Baltimore Ravens. But I would still, I'd be clinging on to anything right now if I was a Ravens fan. Like, this is our year. Now, you're setting yourself up for a huge letdown. But we talked about Lamar Jackson, a different animal now. He's at the height of his powers.
Yeah. But, I mean, at this point, I don't think you can expect success if you're a Ravens fan. The defense, Lamar Jackson's history of, you know, playing in big games. Yeah. And then you have to get through the Bills and the Chiefs. This is a gauntlet.
Their defense will lose this one for them.
Ravens defense.
Yep.
Mahomes, Josh Allen, something like that.
Yep.
That's the thing that people don't talk about.
Don't blitz well enough.
It's fairly easy to eliminate a big portion of the competition when it comes to picking who's going to actually win the Super Bowl. You have to have a really good defense.
Yeah.
Killed in the middle of the field, intermediate passing game.
Especially when you're going up against ridiculous quarterbacks like they're about to run up against. Yep. Who do you guys think was the leader for BTT percentage this year? Walchuk, you know what that is.
I wish I did.
Big-time touchdowns?
Big-time throws, man.
Oh,
that's got me feeling nice.
Yeah. Big-time throw percentage. This is one of my favorite stats.
Ooh,
this is,
what does
this
he
is,
do? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay.
Let me go Josh Allen.
Josh Allen led the league in big-time throw percentage.
That's a BTT guy.
He is. Yes, absolutely.
And what qualifies as a big-time throw?
The big-time throw, I'll read it out to you because they have a couple of different...
Chief's making this up as he's going.
No, this is real.
That I have had to do some research.
Is this a real stat?
It's passes, yes, it is. It's an advanced metric is what we like to call it in the biz. Okay, Krusty?
Okay.
Passes with excellent ball location.
Ball location.
Okay, so we start with the location of the ball being excellent.
They're excellent.
and timing generally thrown further down the field and or into a tighter window. Okay, so this is a perfect ball that is super down the field and sacked. Or in a super, super tight keyhole type of window. Okay,
how many
so
we
you're
had?
Taking daring passes down the field or daring passes into tight coverage, and you are freaking pinpoint. Yeah. Who does it the most in the sport? It's this year's MVP, Josh Allen.
Or, you know, Dak probably would have had a chance at this because every single one of his passes were in tight windows.
I kind of feel like he's done this his whole
BTT.
Career. I feel like
Where's
he's done
Dax?
This his whole career, hadn't he? And it's ended up in interceptions a lot of the time.
Only Daniel Jones and Gardner Minshew and Thompson Robinson and Rattler were worse than Cooper Robinson. Rush when it comes to big-time throw percentage. I don't think Dak qualified for number of throws, unfortunately. Didn't play enough.
That's unfortunate.
Didn't play enough. But, yeah, you have Josh Allen
the
right there. The worst when it comes.
Thompson Robinson?
Yeah, that would have been Thompson Robinson and, of course, the Dolphins' backup quarterback, Huntley.
Mm-hmm.
He was bad. Gardner Minshew was bad. Rattler, Rush, Rudolph, Daniel Jones, all those guys were bad. But Lamar Jackson was super studly at it. How about Bryce Young being in the mix? Big-time throw percentage monster. Joe Burrow, of course, Herbert, and Anthony Richardson. The only problem with Anthony Richardson, though, is he had a lot of big-time throws, but he also had a ridiculous amount of turnover-worthy plays.
Yeah. Those were actually just YOLO balls, and some of them made it home.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
There we go.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
It's time for the Expressway. We'll go commercial-free to the top on the other side, get you caught up on everything developing in the world of sports next. It's The Nation. Here we go, buddy. Time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial-free all the way to the top. LA Live's coming up in 16 minutes. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. The expressway is presented by our friends at the On Time Experts. Wildfires continue to devastate areas across Los Angeles. It's unbelievable. Some of the live video that continues to come out here over the news channels, Brian. But, you know, looking at how Los Angeles is structured, There's so much mountain and so much trees that's going to be very difficult to get firefighters up into. They kind of got to let it burn out in some places.
You know, when we fly into LAX and then make our way north, you know, on the 5 of the 101 there, that always point out like the Getty Museum up there right off the highway there.
Yeah.
You know, up there in the hill, it's a beautiful museum they have. And the fires are now up there. So here we are right
along. Yeah, 1,000 buildings plus have been just demolished.
Right, I mean, literally the roads that every year that we travel on there in Los Angeles, the fire is now just up the side of those hills and stuff like that. And that Getty Museum is a beautiful place to go and visit. But, man, it's just kind of when you see those pictures, you're like, man, we travel on this all the time, you know? It's unfortunate. Really.
So you got three major blazes now, and, you know, it's kind of stretching from the Pacific Coast all the way to Pasadena.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a significant way inland. So at least 70,000 people ordered to evacuate. But a very difficult situation, and the NFL now monitoring it and will ultimately, you know, be pressed for some sort of a decision over the next couple of days on Monday night's wild card game between the Vikings and the Rams at SoFi Stadium. I imagine you could, you know, schedule that north, go up to Santa Clara and play at the home of the 49ers. You know, you do have some options. You could, you know, probably still go down to San Diego. They have stadiums there, but I would imagine over the next 48 hours or so, they'll start to get a handle on things. Although some of the stories coming out as far as how unprepared Los Angeles County or
the
LA,
water.
Yeah, the reservoirs were empty.
Yeah, they had a problem with that. They didn't anticipate this. And so, of course, they're, you know, the government officials are like blaming each other for the lack
of turn political real quick.
Very political, yeah.
Jalen Hurts back at practice, feeling good for the Eagles. What's the most interesting storyline to you guys here as we go into the playoffs? Obviously, very Cowboys-centric, but as a Cowboys fan, what are you looking for? You know, is it rooting against the Eagles? Is it rooting for the Chiefs? Is it rooting for Lamar Jackson to get one or Josh Allen to make it happen? You know, what to me, it's going to continue to come down to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I feel like I'm watching him like I watched Jordan in the 90s, just trying to see how massive the dominance or how impressive his resume can become.
I think it's I'm not looking at anybody in the NFC. The Eagles can bleep themselves. Packers can bleep themselves.
Be honest about your Commander's take. You want to be right.
I don't want them to get to the Super Bowl. I wouldn't mind it if they made an NFC championship game, and then it's just the Cowboys. the Cowboys are you have the longest drought of any team in the conference. You're the only one that hasn't made, you're the longest one since 95. Everyone else has made it but you. So that, I mean, I don't think it would actually change a damn thing. But
Commanders get a new owner and go right back in that thing.
Like, that's not a good look. But I wouldn't want the Commanders to, like, win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think I'm either rooting for history, the three-peat, because we've never seen it, or I am rooting for either Allen or Lamar Jackson to finally break through. Like, two studs that deserve it.
Is hate watching the Eagles the number one thing you're going to do, though, as far as the passion meter?
Yes, always.
Ryan?
Absolutely, yeah.
Chief?
Man, it's up there. It really is. It's neck and neck. I'm with you. I love the greatness of what Mahomes and the Chiefs and Andy Reid are doing right now. So that's kind of what I'm pulling for. But yes, on the opposite end, who will I be hate watching the most? Watching the Eagles collapse right in front of our eyes and also lose a year later after we've been the laughingstock, losing in round one to the super young Packers. They come into our house and make it the home of the Packers, them going too filthy and potentially ending the Sirianni tenure in filthy would be pretty special.
There's a lot of juice there. The 956 says, I want Harbaugh to lead the Chargers to a Super Bowl so Jerry can look foolish for sticking with Mike and not going after Harbaugh last year. 817 wants a Lions-Bills Super Bowl. That'd be kind of fun, the lovable loser angle.
Yeah. I mean, and pulling for the Lions is somewhat easy. There's still that bad taste in our mouths with the way they were just so heavy-handed with the disrespect to the Cowboys this year, really embarrassing us and putting it on us. But seeing the Lions do it is obviously something that's pretty cool.
On a personal level, I'd see Sean Payton make a little run.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
That would be. Yeah. That's what I'm kind of cheering for. But
the least likely thing to happen, right, in this postseason.
I'm going to get one game out of that probably. You know, I'm going to see him play one game. You know,
I do like him to cover that spread. I think that's a pretty big spread, is it not?
Oh, guess that spread.
A little GTS action. What do you think that spread is? Yeah, Broncos go to Buffalo.
Yeah,
I'll get a touchdown. And I was like 254-972 rooting for the Lions. Lions fans deserve it. I would have been definitely I guess I'm probably pulling for the Lions to win the conference, but the Lions they were jerks to the Cowboys. Man. Yeah. They really were. And so now I'm kind of like, go bleep yourselves. I mean,
toxic and weird.
I love Campbell, but it did start to get weird.
I mean, there was some questionable officiating there, fine, but you need to take it out on the Cowboys.
Oh, you're talking about like throwing the tackle passes and stuff?
Yeah, just the way that they disrespect. Really wanted to rub it in. It's like, it was a little too much. Like, you clearly were better than the Cowboys and you dominated the game. Let that be enough.
Is there any Cinderella possibilities in here, though? It just seems like, you know, more and more it's, you got to be one of the top couple seeds to make this thing happen.
Would you consider Minnesota Cinderella coming from, I mean, I know they won 14 games, but
it's the five seed.
But yeah, they're going to have to win them all on the road.
Yeah, I'm thinking Packers or Vikings. Yeah,
Green Bay, like I think still is capable. I still think Jordan Love can get hot. And yes, Matt LaFleur.
Cinderella. They won 14 damn games, Brian. I mean.
Yeah, but it's Sam Darnold's their quarterback. It is Cinderella. You saw the way he played the other night versus a Lions defense that has been on a downward spiral, and he looked like a shell of himself. He looked like the same Sam Darnold that we came accustomed to throughout his entire career. It would be shocking if Sam Darnold's able to go on a run here.
I would cheer for the Chargers being a Cinderella team.
Yeah.
You know, Harbaugh. Yeah,
I think both those things could happen because of how good their defenses are.
They run the football well enough. I mean, I'd like to see the Chargers do well.
49ers motivated to get a new deal done for Brock Purdy. Is this the end of their run? I mean, McCaffrey couldn't fix their offense this year. He has a monster contract on the books, multiple wide receivers paid. It just seems like they need a full-on overhaul.
Samuel's not the same for sure.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is trending downward for San Francisco. I think it's going to take a couple of years to rebuild back to what they were. Is this curtains paying Purdy?
I mean, I definitely wouldn't be in the camp of wanting to do that, especially if I'm Kyle Shanahan and I have the confidence that I can go, you know, I can make something out of nothing. I just did it with Mr. Irrelevant. I got by with Jimmy Garoppolo for a long time. We've seen what Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't been able to do away from Kyle Shanahan. So, yes, I would be a little bit concerned, but a motivated, frustrated revenge tour for Kyle Shanahan. You know, just how buck wild can he get with some of the things offensively, but they're going to have a out of this world kind of draft. I think they're going to end up losing the other linebacker that
Drake
they
Greenlaw's
got.
Yeah, Greenlaw.
I bet he's probably going to be gone there, but you get Robert Saleh as your defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
You have a nice draft. I mean, they're still going to be a super competitive team.
Bunch of various Ward at corner. I don't think wants to go back there. He's been talking, and it's for a tragic reason. Like, he lost his daughter, but he's been talking about
wife doesn't even want to be in California.
Like, it's triggering. Like, every time they fly back, it was like the worst moment of their lives. So I think he might just need to get out of there for his own mental health.
Okay, let's go to John Machota's X account here. I want your guys' updated theories on why the NFC East is so tough to repeat on. You probably saw this. He did last time a team that won the division in back-to-back seasons. Every division did it this year, back-to-back winner, except for the NFC East that is now sitting on 20 years since 2004. I remember talking about this story over a decade ago and just marveling at it, and it's uncanny how it continues to happen. I guess I would bet on somebody else winning the division next year, whether it be the Cowboys or the Commanders instead of the Eagles. But why do you guys think that is? Is that just random?
It's a trend now. I mean, that's why I picked the Commanders to win it this year.
Pop-up year.
They had the pop-up year, and they made the playoffs. So I guess, you know, that accounted for something. But I don't know. It is. It is weird. Like, the turnover in this division, you can just chalk it up. There will be a new – until it happens. I mean, I think every year you've got to pick somebody else to win it.
Yeah, and there's just not the standalone team that is you can just always shoe in to be that team that's always going to do it. You know, like the Cowboys are a little bit up and down. They always want to make the playoffs, but they're just inconsistent with, I mean, other than the 3-12 win seasons in a row, for the most part, they are, you know, they're a little up, they're a little down. The Eagles go all in, and then they tear it down, and then they go back to the bottom. And then the Commanders are the random once a decade, they have a season. And then the Giants, they've been on just a downward. They're looking like one of the worst franchises in the sport now.
It might be the quarterback play, too. I mean, you've had a lot of inconsistency.
Just not elite enough.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, Dak's had a great years. He's had some bad years. I mean, go back to
just no elite guaranteed team that's going to go on a run for a half decade and just dominate the division.
And how many times has Dak been hurt out for the year? You know,
and Romo. Go back to when Romo was doing it.
Okay, we go to the morning news here. Tim Cowlishaw, first 12-team college football playoff, reminds fans to be careful what they wish for. As we're heading for the semifinal on Friday night, is this better is the question. He writes, the first year of the format hasn't given college football a better champion, just a different one. I'm kind of with him on this. I do think the human element of, you know, eyeballing the best team is probably more reliable for finding the best team than having the top 12, you know, play 3 or 4 games against each other.
The only reason I'd lean maybe it is better. Do we think that the final four teams, all of them would have made the playoff in the old structure? I don't think Ohio State does. I don't think Penn State does. I don't think Notre Dame does. In Texas, because they lost the SEC title game, I don't know if they do either. So you might have had a situation in the old deal where all the final four teams now wouldn't have even been in the college football playoff.
Yeah, you know, I think crowning a champion the old way gave you a lot of teams that were going wire to wire as considered the best teams, and there was no, you know, opportunity for them to really get tripped up. I don't think we're going to remember these champions nearly the same as we have in years past.
The AP preseason top 25, Ohio State at 2. Mm-hmm. Texas at 4, mm-hmm. Notre Dame at 7, Penn State at 8.
Well, top 10 teams.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like I say,
do you like this better?
I do.
Yeah, more interesting football games?
I do.
Throughout the holiday season?
Adds to some of the drama, but I think we can do better with the way we're seeding this thing. Maybe you do a reseeding in the next round. Like, there's ways we can make this better. But I do like having more teams in it.
UConn defensive lineman Price Yates has signed with North Carolina. Just played against them in the Fenway Bowl, had a sack and 3 TFLs, and Belichick said, man, I like that guy. Mm-hmm. Redshirt junior from San Antonio, entered the portal December 13th, withdrew 8 days later, and told media he was going to be back, but after the bowl game performance, Yates re-entered the portal and has now joined a Belichick there at UNC, so that's a win. NHL postponing tonight's Kings and Flames game, by the way, with several wildfires burning. Flames. Across Los Angeles. Yeah.
Didn't even realize that.
Yeah,
sports, that is ironic.
Okay, a Mavs win over the Lakers provides a map for navigating the road without Luka and Kyrie Irving. What do you think? The Franklin injury attorney text line is open. What did we see last night? It was an impressive victory. I do think the Lakers were flat on both ends of the court, but maybe we sold them a little bit short there on that 5-game losing streak. Jason Kidd said after the game, give this group some time.
Okay.
What do you?
That's always his message. More time, please.
I'm with you, coach.
Nobody died tonight.
Yeah. I didn't give them any time. I really didn't think they were. I thought they were dead in the water. You know, played well last night. Like I say, I thought it was a good win because the Lakers coming in were not a trash team by any means. I mean, defensively they weren't very good last night, but they were 7 of 10 coming in. So, you know, good victory. Maybe they felt like the Dallas was probably going to lay down like they had the previous four.
I mean, I think it's not an easy thing to duplicate. To have Grimes, Washington, Dinwiddie all clicking on the same night, and that's what you need at this point. And they've proven those guys can't consistently do what they did last night. It's far too much to ask. So I did like those defensive lineups where you have PJ and Kleba and Najee Marshall. You have like this element of, hey, they're all bigger wing defender guys. They can switch on stuff. And I thought that was a nice touch defensively, which I think has been a huge problem for them since Luka and Kyrie have gotten banged up. So that's something that I think you can lean into a little bit more. But the offensive stuff, man, it's like you just got to hope on any given night you're going to have multiple guys doing what they did last night. And history says you can't depend on those guys to consistently do that.
I'm hoping they can, you know, still manage to be a top six team and avoid the play-in. And I think in order for that to happen, you got to win 30, maybe 40% of your games here during the stretch before the All-Star break. But there's something there, and there's going to be a number of games where the other team just doesn't have it because it's a long season and, you know, teams come out flat. You got a revenge game coming up against Portland and then two with the Denver Nuggets. I wish we could play the Nuggets tonight because Jokic was sick last night, couldn't play. Apparently, showed up at the arena and like he got sent home from coach just to go back to the hotel and rest because he's in that bad of shape. But those two games against the Nuggets are going to be really, really tough. As even without Jokic, they were a handful for Boston last night. Kawhi Leonard has stepped away from the Clippers amid the fires. If it's anybody else, I'd be fine with it. You know, maybe the house is up there, but it just seems like dude will take any excuse in the world to not play. Former Rangers top catching prospect Sam Huff claimed off waivers by the Giants, the club announcing designated for assignment in December after the Rangers signed right-handed reliever Sean Armstrong, 26-year-old, was once a top 100 prospect in baseball. Just goes to show you how difficult it can be to actually punch through and hold in the big leagues. I know we had a lot of hope for Sam Huff over the years, Wolchuk.
Yeah, we did. He was our guy, man. Every single time we got to talk to him in the bullpen and the clubhouse there. I don't know why I said bullpen. He was always probably one of our favorite interviews. Like he was very thoughtful every question. Like we were asking about fast food burgers, and he had best answer I think we've ever gotten. Talking about In-N-Out and the quality.
Wait till you talk to Jock Peterson.
Consistency. Okay, all right, Jock, can you do better than Sam?
Yeah, I think he can.
I think Jock can hold his own for sure.
Burger talk is real with him.
I'll never forget the way Sam Huff really handled the worst exercise to do in the nude question.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really thinking through that thing.
And the steroids.
Yeah, best of luck to him.
Yeah, the steroids, he brushed that off nicely. He's clearly not using it.
We love you, Sam.
We do, but bullpen catcher might be all he's fit for at this point. Well, Chuck, I think that might have been a Freudian slip. Our event downstairs to kick off the Rangers caravan moved to Monday, though, and Simeon is still in. So that's a big dub. World Series trophy is going to be there. Rangers tickets giveaway. That is now Monday night. Of course, tomorrow the Storms are expected there, so we wanted to reschedule it. But we're stoked that Simeon's still in, and we're stoked that it's time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has LA Live.
Yeah, how y'all doing? How's everybody feeling?
Good.
All right. Hanging tough.
A little scratchy throat, fighting through that a little bit. I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, a lot of you guys are. I commend Eric. You jumped in here feeling all bad and everything and still doing the damn thing. And I appreciate you not coming into Pimp Cup one time.
I was like, you know, let me stay away.
I appreciate it. Yeah, y'all stay the hell away from me, okay?
Yep.
But I love that you showed up. Tell you what, if I feel a little bit sick, I'm not doing it. You know, I'm not doing it. I don't want to get everybody else sick. Wiped out half the station because you showed up one day for a shift on Saturday afternoon.
That's on me.
So, gravy dog. All right, let's get into a hump day edition of LA Live at the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke.
Warm me up, baby bubble.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toast.
Yeah.
It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
You're gonna see their minutes cut, right?
Yeah, and you see. Wow. Open your mouth wide and take it.
It's butt naked Wednesday.
Tripping, bro. This is LA Live for Wednesday, January 8th, 2025. Yesterday I said 2024. You guys didn't call me out, keep me on my toes.
Lucius.
Burning my trust up over here with you fellas. I need you to call me out when I make mistakes.
No, too much respect.
I put the five up to the camera if you want to check YouTube.
I did.
You sit up to the camera? Yeah. You see me with these glasses, dog? Yeah. I can't see, bro. Yeah. It is a butt naked Wednesday here in LA Live. All praises due to Miss Badu.
Salute. Badu
was born underwater with $3.06. Yeah, you might laugh and all that good stuff. Peace to the gods and earths, all that fly stuff. Do y'all think those Joy Taylor ratings are booming right now?
Yes.
It's going to bring some eyeballs.
Yeah.
100%. She pulled them puppies out today. 2 days in a row she had them covered up, but today she was.
She's back.
She's back, baby. You can't hold a good hustler down.
Make it Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hacho told her to get her together.
He's been out here deleting stuff.
Oh, God.
Is he single? Is he a single man? Like, I'm being nosy.
He is a single man.
I'm being nosy. Asking about his relationship status. Mm. Hold on. Let me get my little messy sound.
He's married?
Been married since 2014 with 4 kids.
Oh, my God.
With 4 kids? Wait. You got the right Acho?
Sam, right?
No. Boy, don't do that. Make somebody's Wednesday afternoon awful.
Some real uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah. Oh, man. Shout out to them, though. I've definitely been watching for 3 days in a row here in the studio. I like how Fox Sports is keeping her on air.
Yeah.
Letting her hustle just through it. Just hustle through it, girl.
That's a Fox tradition there, that company.
Bro, Fox don't play. Roger Ailes.
They do not play over there.
What's my man? Bill O'Reilly?
Yep.
Yeah, they were scooping them up. They were scooping up some interns and making them stars.
They will write some checks.
They know that controversy is good for ratings, too.
And I'm just talking about how they were moving and grooving out there. They was, you, come here. You want to be a star?
Yeah. A little more leg.
Yeah, a little bit more thigh in there. Yeah. Glass tables and whatnot. Unlike ABC did with TJ Holmes. Remember TJ Holmes and that girl were actually having an affair?
Yeah.
And they were working together. They were co-host on Good Morning America.
Good
Morning America cut them, and everybody was just like, no, we were waiting with bated breath. Like, what's going to happen next? And I guess they took them off of television. They didn't want those ratings over there at ABC. They're a little above us, I guess.
Integrity.
Yeah, they got a little bit integrity.
Amy Robach.
Yeah. Got the photos of her just him squeezing her rump while they were hanging out.
That's weird.
Both married.
Yeah.
He had a big chunky handful of that.
That was the problem.
Yeah. There was.
People don't realize how obvious that is. I mean, even if you're just around each other, the energy is just weird. You know, we can tell.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
What is that? MSNBC. Aren't those two together as well?
Is that the host? Scarborough?
Yeah.
Joe Scarborough?
Hey, man, look, it might work for some people. Yeah. I'm not hating, dog.
And Trump knows that he goes after her, and it makes Joe mad.
Yeah. I like her. Him, man.
Not so much.
He's not too good. He's not too good. I like when he goes the gravelly voice, Trump. Oh. He's talking like this regular. I like when he does that. Y'all, you're not familiar?
I thought you were Gene Deckard off there.
I thought it was Alex Jones for a second.
That's Trump. Trump is he'll talk like this at first.
Is that what he does the thing with Puerto Rico?
A little faster.
But I love it, dog.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, RIP, rest in paradise to Mr. Abraham Mitchell, a.k.a. Mr. C-I-double-A. My time in VA in the Seven Cities. I seen him at a few basketball games. He used to show up to the basketball games a lot in the Hampton Roads area, Hampton, Norfolk State, and all the other good stuff. He used to come out there. He's a fan, right? He used to come out there in these flashy zoot suits. I'm talking about super flashy. And the dude on the microphone, all right, here he comes, Mr. C. All right, everybody in the band that go crazy, and everybody's clapping for him. This dude would do outfit changes during the game.
Wow.
Each quarter, he would disappear, and then come back with a different outfit on and get the introduction over and over again.
Wow. For the games at the park?
The games at the schools.
At the schools?
Yeah, the games at the schools.
So what was he doing there? He's recruiting?
No, man. He's just showing up, man.
He's flexing.
Yeah, he's just a fan, bro. Just showing up. People loved him, man. Had his canes and everything.
Huh.
A little zoot suit. So shout out to him. I've seen him a few times, and he is now transitioned. He is up there in the great basketball court in the sky.
Changing suits.
Yeah, changing suits. Hold on. Yes, all white suit. All right, yeah. G-Bag of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there. Ooh, no, wait. Hold on. Time out. Because I brought this up earlier. And I do want to hit you with this. The wildfires out there at L.A. are scary.
Yeah.
And they had all those cars parked.
They did.
In the middle of the street. And I said, Steve Guttenberg ran out there.
He's trying to help.
Playing hero. He was trying to move cars and everything. Mm-hmm. This KTLA reporter had no idea who Steve Guttenberg was. Listen to this exchange.
There's an important announcement I wonder if I could just make. Here on Palisades Drive, if anybody has a car and they leave their car, leave the keys in the car. Right. So that we can move your car, yeah. So that these fire trucks can get up Palisades Drive.
Yeah.
What's happening is people take their keys with them as if they're in a parking lot. This is not a parking lot.
Yeah.
We really need people to move their cars. So if you leave your car in Palisades Drive, leave the key in there so a guy like me can move your car and get them up there so that these fire trucks can get up there. It's really, really important.
Thank you for talking to us live, sir. What's your name?
My name is Steve Guttenberg.
Steve, do you live in this
Come
area?
On, fam. What?
Oh, my God. They sent a rookie reporter up there.
Yeah, hold on.
They sent a young guy up there.
It is incredible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That part of Los Angeles, how many celebrities you can run into.
You can't. A lot of them.
That's the place. There's that's where they're all living.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear they go to the YMCA a lot right there, the local one in that area. Yeah.
Do you live in this area?
I live in the area. Yeah, I live right up the hill. And thank goodness everybody's back. But I have friends up there right now. Yeah. And they can't evacuate because it's stuck on Palisades Drive.
Yeah. And you're an actor.
Yeah, I'm an actor.
Okay, now you look familiar.
You look familiar. That's Cap. Now you look familiar. No, they was in his ear. That's Steve Guttenberg. Yeah. Steve Guttenberg.
It takes two.
Please, bro. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you look familiar. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Steve Guttenberg out there doing the Lord's work, man, trying to help folks.
I recognize the face, but I didn't know the name. Like you say, Steve Guttenberg, and it meant nothing
that
to me.
That voice.
And I was thinking, and when you guys brought it up earlier, that he had become like an actual reporter guy now. I thought like he had transitioned from being an actor to being actually one of these correspondents. That's what I thought it was, but he was out here being a good Samaritan.
This is the great Steve Guttenberg. Matter of fact, something up your alley there, Eric. Pause.
Yeah.
He's got a legendary tale about him.
I'm on it.
Yeah, legendary locker room guy.
Big dong.
Hell yeah. I didn't want to say it, bro. Yeah, he has a legendary big dong.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, Steve Guttenberg.
Good for Steve.
Here on Palisades Drive.
Here on Palisades. That's why his voice is so deep. Boy, hanging and banging. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, Tampa Bay broadcaster. What's this fool's name again?
Gene Dekaroff.
Gene Dekaroff.
Yeah, Father Kearns.
Because Baker Mayfield was in his bag, and it made Gene just so excited.
Shot, empty backfield look for Baker Mayfield now. Three receivers to his right. Good snap, belt high. Looking upfield, looking, flushed out of the pocket. Dances outside, throws the ball upfield. He's got a receiver. Oh!
He's got a receiver.
He's got a
receiver.
That's when I think you don't know who the receiver is.
Yeah.
It's week 18. We have some practice squad guys out here. It's a receiver.
Yes. Oh, it's my man Ross. And there he is for the touchdown, my guy.
Touchdown Buccaneers.
He's doing finger guns.
Throws the ball up here. He's got a receiver. Open top.
He got a receiver. All right, let me get the vibe right real quick. Let me get the vibe right for on a LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Butt Naked Wednesdays. Got a question for the Tolos. Brand new year, we want to start off on a good foot. Let's institute a rule for us to live by in 2025. Ooh. Institute a rule for us to live by 2025. I asked Sister Tolos to follow me on Facebook. Hey!
If I had nothing.
Come on, girl.
If I couldn't buy you something.
Splash. All right, got the first one right here. Institute a rule for us to live by. Thou shalt not cast shade if thou cannot throw hands.
What's cast shade?
Cast shade. shade. Throw shade at somebody.
Oh, cast shade. Okay.
Right. I was like, man.
Cachet? That's weird. That's weird.
It's Dawson.
I'm like, how do you cachet?
Wait, what is this?
This is a dance.
What is it, Dawson, bro? Dawson put you in a spin cycle. What else here? Institute a rule for 2025. Stay 3 feet away when talking to me. Somebody that wants you close.
I'll agree with that. Yeah.
This is Bobby Bell right here. He said, 5 minute timeout before reacting to anything that makes you angry.
Mm-hmm. Talk Doc told him. I agree.
Oh, what? What? You said Top Dog told him? What did you say?
Yeah, the Talk Doctor.
Talk oh, doctor. The Talking Doctor.
Good advice.
I thought you said Top Dog. I was like, wait, what's going on?
First time I ever heard about a therapist throwing in the towel on a client.
Yeah, quit. Bobby. Yeah, I can't help you.
Because he had that hot-ass hoodie on. Here, take this damn towel, boy. You look hot. Institute a rule for us to live by in 2025. Leave it better than you found it. Leave it better than you found it. That's from the great Gail Lightfoot. The great Gail Lightfoot right there. Research before you talk about a subject. Hello. Hello.
We wouldn't talk an awful lot then, would we?
Hello.
30-minute show.
Make it till you make it.
People need to get in that bag. Because for some reason, people cannot just say, man, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. You got to have an answer for everything. It's so crazy.
We do.
And when people like come together and agree on something that nobody did research on, they all start doing that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Look at Dawson. Yep.
Social creatures. You know, we need to find consensus on something, but we're also mostly full of narcissism, so we have to feel important.
Yeah. That's D-riding right there, by the way. D-riding. Be intentional. Carter said this one, be intentional. Making conscious choices about how you use your time and energy. Be intentional. Stay on.
I mean, he's real good at that every afternoon at 5 o'clock. You know, got things to do, guys. Work-life balance, you know. I'm out of here.
Jeez. Rules to live by in 2025. Stop allowing others to think for you. No gatekeeping. Assume nothing. Question everything. No, we need a little bit of gatekeeping. It's getting out of control. We do need some gatekeeping. Bring gatekeeping back in 2025, LA says. That's what I feel. Stay on code. Yes. I do stay on code, LA. Stay on code. And I stay woke. I do. I don't care what they say. Rules to live by in 2025. Can't ask people to do more than what they are being paid to do. Hilarious. That's straight from Atolo. You must be getting bugged out at work.
Must be.
Hey, you look like you're not doing anything. Could you hand me that mop bucket over there?
The responsibility promotions, you know, where you get more on your plate, but nothing else comes with it.
Nothing happens. Oh, what are you doing? Come here. You always got to look like you're busy. Rules to live by 2025. Eric might like this one. Tolo says, sit down to pee to prevent the splatter if you have females in your house.
Yeah, when in the comfort of your own home, it's the only way to do it.
I cannot do it, but I'll clean up the splatter for sure.
There you go. See, at least you take ownership.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Splatter clean.
Yeah, I will clean the bowl after every use sometimes with the little blue stuff and a sponge.
Absolutely.
Okay, we learned that about Broadus when you guys were out. We did a little Ask Broadus. And every time you go number two, is that right, Broadus?
Yeah.
He cleans the toilet. He puts rubber gloves on. He puts blue stuff in
every
there.
Every time?
Every time.
Well, I have cleanser and a scrubber and all that every single time.
I'm with you, Broadus. I do the same damn thing. Especially, well, I have to do it because I don't want you to walk in there to see what I left. And for some reason, it's the gas that happens at the same time another thing has happened. Yep. And you get that. And the splatter is just ridiculous when you look up. You're like, oh my God.
You used every inch of that bowl.
It's underneath the seat.
Good God, what is happening? I gotta start scrubbing this down. It's everywhere. It's on the walls. It's on the ceiling.
You need to think about it. Cleaning
it's like an inverted sphincter or something. I don't even know how that happens.
What's that?
The explosion. It's like a shotgun blast.
Yeah,
it's just spray.
Like, dang. It feels amazing.
Those are some of my favorites.
Yeah. Rules to live by 2025. Treat people the way you want to be treated.
That's a good one.
Man, it's so good.
That's a good one.
But it's not as easy as it used to be.
It's hard to do.
Because you don't get the thing, what is that called? The reciprocity. You don't get that back nowadays.
No, there's a lot of rude people out
there's
there.
There's a lot of rude people.
Which is why we should just be kind to one another.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I wish it was that easy, bro. I'm reading the four agreements, so I'm getting better with myself. So I can't be judging other people.
I'm trying.
Gotta judge myself more. But not, you know, not scrutiny, just to get better.
There you go.
Scrutinize myself. Rules to live by 2025. My man, Dr. Price, says, see your dentist twice a year. When was the last time you've been to the dentist?
Yeah, I'm due for an appointment.
Me too.
A couple years ago. I try to go once a score. I'm bad.
I'll be there in a fortnight.
Look for Paul Revere. Look for the signal.
Last time Gavin was there, he got to reach into the little kid's toy drawer that the dentist has.
And I haven't been too many times since then. I was traumatized as a kid. I thought this is the worst thing you could actually ask me to do, Mom and Dad.
I hated the X-rays. Like shove the stuff in between both sides. It's just and bite
fluoride
down on
treatment
it.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's just an awkward feeling.
The gagging. Yeah. It's torture.
Yeah, man. I like when you get a shot in the mouth and your mouth get all numbed up.
All right, and you could do radio.
Yeah, I like it. All right. Yeah, Tim, I can't make it. Can't feel my damn lips, man. God, I wish I could be there.
Can't damn leave it.
Yeah, I got to go to the dentist in a few weeks. Last one. Dang, I'm up against it. My bad, fellas. Rules to live by 2025. I like this one. Common sense isn't a flower that grows in everybody's garden. Please water yours.
I like it.
All right. That's it for me. I got to get out of here. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Y'all be safe. What time does the snow start? Or the ice? It's probably just ice.
Maybe 9 in the morning. Like a wintry mix.
Shoot.
And then it might actually start sticking tomorrow night, though. We'll be good tomorrow.
So I'll be, what?
Yeah, we'll be good tomorrow. Yeah, just a little slushiness.
I got to get here.
Nothing freezing on the road.
I got to get here. All right, I got to go. Holla.
There he goes, LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40 here in the nation. Time for the 6 o'clock sound off. We'll reset you on what's going on with the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy, but at 877-881-1053, what do you want to get off your chest when it comes to this Cowboys coaching search? Sports Hodgepodge coming up at 6:20, and we're back in the Fan.